In their executive update, the Idaho Cattle Association applauds the White House's plan to reduce the Bears Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante National Monuments. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West, and here is ICA Executive Director Cameron Mulroney.
So, you know, as with a lot of those monuments that were designated, there was some overreach, and everything that they've done is basically to bring those monuments back into what legally they could and should have done. So, for example, in my understanding, and I don't know the details of all the monuments, but there were some monuments that when they made their designation, they encompassed private ground. So, you know, I don't know if Bears Ears was one of that, but that's an example. As the administration's reviewing these monument designations, if there's something like that, that it's not federal ground, so how do they designate it a monument? This administration is looking at the Antiquities Act and returning those to what their legal guidelines are.
Dave Eliason, president of the Public Lands Council, says that previous administrations abused the power of the Antiquities Act, designating huge swaths of land as national monuments without any public input or review. He said rural communities in Utah and across the West have paid the price. Sweeping designations locked up millions of acres of land with the stroke of a pen, undermining local knowledge and decimating rural economies. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.